Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday said he was disappointed with the reaction of opposition lawmakers who are pushing back against his new plan to require most United States federal employees to get COVID-19 vaccinations and encourages large employers to do the same or require weekly testing. The new measures apply to employees of workplaces with more than 100 workers, which is approximately two-thirds of all U.S. employees, or about 80 million people, but Biden's moves are likely to face several challenges in the courts. He said Friday while touring a school in Washington, quote, "I am so disappointed that particularly some Republican governors have been so cavalier with the health of these kids, so cavalier with the health of their communities," adding, quote, "We're playing for real here. This isn't a game." U.S. health regulators say children in clinical trials testing COVID-19 vaccine should be monitored for at least 2 months for side effects, suggesting that the agency is considering a quicker path to authorize the shot for emergency use than full approval. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said on Friday it was looking to complete the data review as quickly as possible, likely in a matter of weeks rather than months. The FDA granted full approval last month for the use of Pfizer vaccines in people over the age of 16 based on a six-month follow-up from the trial. The shot was authorized in December for emergency use based on a shorter two-month follow-up. The agency is under pressure to approve a vaccine for children below 12 years of age amid a surge in infections fueled by the spread of the Delta coronavirus variant, which has disrupted the reopening of schools. This is VOA News. A Zimbabwe court on Friday sided with traditional chiefs seeking to